Hey, it's Samaya.
And it's Lily.
And welcome back to another episode of True Crime Chat. On this episode of True Crime Chat, Lily will take it over. Lily, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Ronald Butch Defoe. DeFeo? I think it's DeFeo.
I'm glad you know.
Anyways, you might kind of know about this case. He's the one that inspired the Amityville movie. The Amityville horror movie.
Never seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Then that's fine. I mean, I haven't seen it either. I just know that he inspired it, and you watch movies more than I do, so I just kind of figured.
I don't watch horror movies. I don't like horror movies.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind. So, Ronald, a.k.a. Butch. I'll probably just call him DeFeo, though, but...
How about you just call him a name you know how to pronounce?
Everything I wrote down refers to him as DeFeo. So, okay. I'm going to refer to him like that. Sure. And hope I'm not mispronouncing that.
Yeah.
But also kind of defeats the point, because everyone could be called DeFeo. But anyways. Yeah. He grew up in Amityville, New York, which is like 4 hours from here. Yeah, I looked it up. I think it was like 4 hours from here. It's down closer to the city, I think. I don't remember.
Aye.
He was born September 26, 1951 in Brooklyn, New York.
That makes sense for him to live closer to the city.
Yeah, that's why I figured it was down towards the city. He was also the oldest of five kids.
Five including him? Or
five including him.
Oh, yeah, I know how that feels.
Yes, he was the oldest of five. And he's technically Ronald Jr. Mm-hmm. His father's name was Ronald. And his father was known for being very strict and authoritative, very, like, harsh, and frequently he got into fights with his wife and kids, which is not a great look.
Especially not in Amityville, I'd assume. My first assumption when I never hear of a place is that it's calm. Because, I mean, like, most of the places, like, you hear about on the news are, like, not calm places.
Yeah.
And the only time you'd hear about it is when something does go wrong.
Yeah.
So I think that's why in my head.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And being the oldest of five kids, he was typically the one taking the brunt of his father's arguments and fights.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fun. He was also bullied heavily all throughout school.
Ugh. That's not good.
No.
The bully situation never ends well.
No, never. Literally never. And as he grew up, he got more and more violent with his father and often lashed out at him physically and verbally.
But, like, so he would lash out at his father after years of his father beating him.
Yes.
That sounds very eye for an eye-ish.
Yeah, kind of. But still not good.
Out of nowhere.
Not a healthy coping mechanism, but...
A healthy relationship.
Yes. And it got to the point where the family actually did try to take him to a psychiatrist mm-hmm. and, like, get him the help he very much needed. But he outright refused to go and claimed he didn't need any help.
I would say that you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make them drink.
Yeah.
Kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
that
like...
That was my sayings voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll start saying more.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh.
And once he started refusing to go to the psychiatrist, his family just, you know, started giving him things.
That's not the one thing you don't do when a child is acting out.
Is feed into
it. Is to negatively reinforce them.
Yes.
Because that will just increase the unwanted behavior.
Yeah. They bought him a $14,000 speedboat.
Great.
And I think he was, like, only 16 or 17 when
Great.
They did that.
And then just... Okay. Like... When your child refuses to go to a psychiatrist to talk about something that is really bothering them, your first instinct is to maybe talk to him first. Yeah. Like, maybe you should talk to him to see why he doesn't want to go and not just buy him things. Because now, in his mind, in his crazy mind, he's going to be like, okay, so, like,
I can get away with this.
I can get away with anything.
Yeah.
At this point, what are they going to do? They're going to buy me a house?
Yeah.
They're going to buy me a car?
Yeah. Like, well, they soon found out the gifts didn't work. And by the age of 17, he was addicted to both LSD and heroin. And he was expelled from school for violence.
What a trip, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Literally, what a trip.
Like, not a good one.
Oh my gosh. Well, he was having a good time. But, like, LSD and heroin?
Yeah.
That's a combination.
That is a combination.
That sounds like a really good time in the moment, but a bad time
every other time.
Literally. It's a good time for you, bad time for everyone else.
Yeah.
Tripping, man.
Yeah.
Straight tripping.
Despite this, though, despite him getting expelled from school, being addicted to two really harsh drugs, his grandfather still decided it was a good idea to give him a job at his car dealership.
Oh, great. So he can, like, steal the cars? Steal the cars?
Kind of. We'll get to that.
To be honest, it's like a free-for-all. Like, if I worked at a car dealership, like, that my family owned, and nobody was checking me,
yep.
You do whatever you want. At that point, it's a free... Kind of like how when there are books outside of Barnes & Noble. And, of course, I would never steal them, but I say those are free books. Because who's going to stop you from stealing them?
Yeah.
You leave them outside of the security thing, and you take a book. Who's going to tell you it's stealing? You left it outside. That means you didn't want it.
Yeah.
Kind of one of those, except you definitely want the cars. Definitely insured, but definitely not worth it.
Yeah.
For to have him working there.
Oh, yeah. And on top of his now, he was in a salary position, he was also getting weekly allowances from his father.
I'm telling Still. You, his dad was probably scared of him.
Yeah. yes.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He's scared of him.
And this money was usually used to buy guns, alcohol, and other drugs.
I just, it sounds about right.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
tracks.
This was in, like,
the not 60s, that shocked,
60s or 70s when this happened, so, like, it tracks. There was, like, yeah. No laws against guns and stuff like that.
Especially,
back then.
No age restriction.
Yeah.
It was, like, a free-for-all back in the day.
It really was.
Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and then, he went on a trip with one of his friends where he ended up threatening, it was a hunting trip. He ended up threatening his friend with his rifle. And people didn't do anything about this.
At that point, like, it's not worth it.
Yes.
Like, no friendship is that worth it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to ever pull out a gun on me, Lily, I can guarantee you I'm suing for emotional distress.
And I don't blame you. I would never blame you.
Again, that is not friendship.
Exactly.
He's not harboring friends, he's harboring hostages.
Literally.
He's keeping people in his life hostage by
yeah.
terrifying.
No, 100%.
That is terrifying.
Oofy. And also, he previously had attempted to shoot his father with a shotgun when his father and his mother were fighting.
So his father and his mother, their fights were physical?
I have no clue. They didn't go into specifics. I would assume there's some sort of physical. Unless
physical
he's,
aspect.
If there isn't, he's, like, way out of line. But, like, he tried to shoot his father because his parents were fighting.
Maybe it's, like, a flashback moment.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Children be wild, folks.
Yeah. And then back to his dealership job. They thought it was a good idea to entrust this man with $20,000 to take to the bank to deposit for the dealership.
I wonder. I'm going to look up how much money that is in today.
I don't know if the article did the...
dollars.
I don't know if they did the conversion in the article, but yeah.
In 1960s versus today.
Oh, Jesus.
$20,000 is equivalent... Wow.
That does not sound right. $185,000?
Today?
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
I guess inflation has been, like...
really bad lately.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you want to know what he did with that $20,000?
What did he do?
He paid a guy to, quote-unquote, rob him, and then split the money with him evenly.
Okay,
I will say, like, these staged robbery attempts,
they never work.
They're so pitiful.
They're literally so bad.
Like, Jody.
Yeah, Jody was wild.
These pitiful robberies, they don't make sense.
They really don't.
When you pay someone to rob you, do not pay your friends.
Yeah.
Pay some bum that you don't have to even pay him money. Just pay him in, like, drugs or food or something.
Exactly.
Like, don't include your friends, because exactly. that they will sell you out.
So
95% of the time, they will sell you out.
Yeah.
We just don't give people tips. What I'm saying.
Uh-huh. And then when police came to the dealership to question him, instead of denying anything, well, I mean, he was probably denying things, but all he did was lash out on them. He was completely outraged that they would have thought he would have done something like this.
How dare you?
How dare you assume I'm insane?
How dare you not trust me after all that I have done? All the drugs,
everything I've been through, like, come on.
I know that I'm shooting up heroin and I'm taking LSD, but I am to be trusted. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No.
Ronald, like, sit down.
Yeah, for
real. RJ, call him RJ.
RJ.
Ronald Jr. for short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after people started to suspect him, he threatened to kill his father. And that didn't set off red flags in
for anyone. Like, at that point, I think they just accepted that he was crazy.
Yeah.
And just let it, like, they let him rock. Like, you just gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Because what you, like, the situations that are not in your control, like, don't, like, at that point, they were like, I'm not gonna waste my time worrying about it. I assume that was to their mistake.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. And then on November 13th, 1974... he acted on those threats like no one would have seen coming.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I am gobsmacked. I was not expecting him to actually do something.
After previously trying to shoot him once before.
Twice.
And almost killing his friend.
Yeah, and yelling at the police as if...
Yeah.
The LSD and the heroin.
Definitely came out of nowhere. No one expected
I'm shook. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, but he used a .35 caliber Marlin rifle that he had stashed with all of his other guns that he had bought using his father's money. And shot both of his parents while they slept in bed.
I mean, gotta do what you gotta do. Like, what? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not... I can understand him being mad at his dad and shooting his dad, but his mother...
Yeah. And, get this, he proceeded to go into his brother's room and shoot both of his brothers while they were in bed.
He is so trifling.
And then, hear me out, you'll never guess what comes next. He went into his sister's room and killed both of his sisters.
All I can think is, that is, like, what did, I guess, okay, leave no witnesses.
Yeah.
I guess you leave no witnesses.
I guess.
But, like, I mean, at the way his parents were afraid of him, he probably could have dragged his dad out of bed and took him to a secluded location and then shot him.
For real.
And nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
They seemed to be scared of him.
Yeah. From what I gathered from what I was reading, I don't know how true this is, because this might just be me projecting, like, what I thought I read, but, I think the only people that were awake when they got shot were his sisters.
Oh my god.
Because the article specifically stated that his parents were still in bed and his brothers were still in bed. And then the article said that he shot his sisters point blank in their bedroom.
Mm.
So I'm assuming his sisters had woken up.
I mean, after four gunshots.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that's what happened. And it all happened within 15 minutes.
Oh, he is quick.
Yeah. So you know, like, he
was not playing games.
Yeah. He was dead set on this.
He went in there as a man with a plan.
Yeah.
You are not going to stop. That is so...
Yeah.
It's like, I guess, okay. I guess I'm not thinking too, because I have to think about the time period
that
they're in. And, I mean, things like this just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's really very unusual. So I guess that's why we're, like, not 100% fazed by this.
Yeah.
Because this happens all the time now.
which is ridiculous. It and we should be not happening, be used to this,
But like back then, I'm sure like.
Well, my thing is though, did it just not happen back then, or did people just not know about it? Because like we have so many forms of like getting news and stuff now.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I guess
in Amityville is a big deal.
Yeah,
because kind of like when Truman Capote wrote in Cold Blood that the murders of the kettlebell, kettle corn, I don't remember their names, but their names start with a K. That family, it was like shocking.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm assuming in small towns like these where things like this, they don't happen as often.
Yeah.
Because everything just seems so idyllic. Oh, so yeah. When it does happen, it's like this sense of shock just courses through a town and it shakes everyone to their core. And yeah. I guess we've had too many of those moments.
Yeah, we really have.
That this doesn't strike us as, like, 100. But I can only imagine, like, back then.
Oh, yeah.
How scary that must have been to think that somebody would kill their own family.
Yeah.
Like just annihilate their entire family.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then after he shot all of them, he proceeded to shower, get ready for work, and then also take the time to stash his bloody clothes and the murder weapon in a pillowcase before leaving the house.
Oh, a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Is he taking naps? He's such an idiot.
He went and he dropped it in a storm drain.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where he took the evidence.
To be honest, that's not... I mean, okay. I don't think they'd be able to trace the DNA. I don't think... The only way they'd be able to trace it is if... The gun doesn't really be able to trace him, but, like, I think he's smart enough to know that the water would wash away all evidence.
I'm sure that's how he decided to do that.
I don't think he was dumb. I just think he was angry.
Yeah. And then at work, yes, I don't know if I mentioned this, but his dad also worked at the car dealership.
Oh, so it was, like, a family business.
Yes, that it was a whole family business. And, he continued to play dumb and kept telling people that he had no clue where his father was, and he didn't know why he didn't show up to work that day.
You only played dumb for so long.
You live with the man.
Like what, you suddenly just moved out and pop up with an apartment? Like,
yeah.
I don't... Again, it all comes back to people don't think things through.
Yeah.
Think things through.
Mm-hmm. And then, he got bored at work. He genuinely just got bored and left. And he went and hung out with some of his friends, which I don't know how this man still had friends after threatening one of them with a rifle.
Like I said, he harbors hostages, not friends.
Yeah, and he kept trying to get, like, witnesses and alibis of him saying, oh, I can't reach anyone at home, I wonder why no one's answering my calls and, like, stuff like that.
That's smart. He's smart.
He thought this through. He did.
100% has been planning this.
Oh,
he may not have planned to kill his whole family at one point, but he knew what he was going to do if he ever killed his father.
Okay.
And that was play dumb and...
Alibis.
Yes. Get yourself alibied out.
Yep.
Because technology wasn't what it is today.
No. Not even close. And then at 6 p.m., he finally went home, where he proceeded to call a friend and tell them that someone had broken in and killed his family.
No.
Wow. Well, he must have been so shocked.
He must have walked in and been like... But in order for this to work, he would have to stage the crime scene like someone actually broke in.
Which he didn't. We'll get
That's
to that.
So stupid.
Because now we are on to the investigation. And again, the article I read specifically stated that his friends called authorities. And he didn't even call them.
Yeah, because at 6 p.m. he called a friend and told them.
Yes, but his friends came to his house. And by the time they got there, he hadn't called authorities yet. So they called
But to be very fair, the first, like, red flag that went off on my mind is the fact that he decided to call his friend and be like, yo, my family's dead.
Yeah, like...
So it's not that shocking to me that the authorities weren't there.
Yeah.
Because that his first instinct... He could, by the time, if he called the police first, then he wouldn't have time to pretend like he was hurt by it.
Yeah.
So if he called somebody to come, this is how I'm thinking like a killer. If I was to kill someone and call my friend and tell, and they come over and I cry to them, then it'd be more likely that by the time the police come, they can be like, he was devastated. Like, he was so shocked.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And when the authorities did come, DeFeo, he decided to come up with some backstory. And he claims that a mafia hitman named Louis Fellini was possibly responsible for the killings.
I love that.
I was baffled when I read that.
Well, I guess it makes sense. From Brooklyn, it's not that far off.
Yeah.
But his name kind of sounds Italian.
Well, yeah.
So, like,
I wonder if he was a real guy. I didn't even look that up.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's not how I spelled his last name. No. It's just coming up more of
him.
So he definitely, like, made him up.
Oh my
god. Or, never mind. No, it says he was a notorious mafia hitman.
Whom Butch claimed, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I guess that makes sense. So at least he was using, like, a credible name. Like, that's.
I assume, like, when they heard Louis Fellini, the police went, oh, Louis Fellini?
Yeah, probably.
But, like, no.
Yeah, no.
He's not gonna order a hit on some car dealers.
Well, he claimed that his father did work for Fellini at the car dealership, and the deal went bad. And so that's why Fellini had a grudge against him.
But, so he was just the hitman of the mafia?
Yeah.
What hitman does that, though?
Like, I don't know.
Usually it would come from the boss, and you'd work for his underlings, but you would never directly work for the hitman.
Exactly.
The hitman would come get rid of you when the boss was done with you.
Exactly.
Stupid.
Yeah, and then he also claimed that his family was still alive when he left for work.
So then why didn't your dad leave with you?
Yeah.
But how does he... That doesn't make sense. Because the entire time, he's been saying that he hasn't seen them. He hasn't... So how do you know that they were still awake when you left for work? How do you know that?
Yeah, I don't know. And then,
am I crazy? Is that not...
Yeah, and then they even held him in protective custody until they found the culprit.
Oh my gosh.
But, as they looked more into the crime scene, they found 30.35 caliber box of ammo in DeFeo's room.
Dumb.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why he didn't think that they would put two and two together.
Yeah, especially each... What? You don't...
Yeah. Also, it was... DeFeo did... stage the crime scenes a little bit. He put each of his family members face down in their bed.
What did that do?
I don't know. I don't understand the thinking of it, but there was also no sign of struggle. So you know it wasn't a break-in.
Yeah. Also, like, I'm thinking, the timing of the break-in to you leaving your... Yeah, he waited till you left. Wouldn't he come and get your whole family because you work at the car? His story just makes no sense.
It doesn't make sense. And the cops were starting to catch on to this. They put together their own kind of timeline, and they realized it had to have happened really early in the morning for any of this to actually have gone down.
Yeah, no.
Especially because the biggest piece of evidence was the entire family was still in their pajamas. Which, like, I mean, people nowadays don't really wear pajamas. We just kind of throw on sweatpants and, like, call it a day.
But I guess back then,
back then, everyone had, like, their nightgowns and their PJs.
It was a look. It was a fit. And
yeah.
The family was fly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
sure.
So, like, the fact that they were all in their pajamas. Because, like, if he left for work in the morning, you would think that the rest of his family was awake and getting ready for their own days.
Especially because his dad worked at the same place.
Yeah. So, it, like...
It makes no sense. I'm trying to see what day of the week it was. Because that would also... What day was it?
November 13th, 1974.
Day of the week. Because then that just adds, like... If it was...
It was probably a school day if they were going into work.
Probably.
I'd assume it was a school day.
They're saying that the 13th of 75, was it 70?
74.
Oh, so that might have been a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday, November 13th of 19. Yes, it was a school day. So it would make no sense for the children to still be in their pajamas.
Exactly. And when they finally brought this evidence to DeFeo and was like, hey, this is what we think, he started to change his story.
Yeah.
As most people do. They get caught.
You get caught in a lie, so you just begin to make up more lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He claimed Fellini put a revolver to his head and had an accomplice drag him around to each of his family members' rooms while he murdered them.
Again, why were you not murdered? Why weren't you done deaded?
Yeah, why were you not dead? Like, why are you not dead?
Why would he let you live to be able to tell them that you saw him kill this man?
And then they just kept ripping into his story because none of it was starting to make sense. Yeah. And eventually they did get a confession from him. And he kept saying stuff like, once I started, I just couldn't stop. It all happened so fast. Which, I mean, it did. 15 minutes to murder 5 people. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it's also weird that they, like, that the brothers were still sleeping after that. I wonder how the layout of the house was made up.
Yeah.
Because by the 4th gunshot, the sisters were already up.
He might have been using a silencer.
Oh.
But I'm not 100% sure on that. Don't take my word. But, like, that's, like, a potential possibility.
Yeah.
He also claimed that he drugged the family, but nothing came up in toxicology report.
The toxicology report, yeah.
So, like, I don't know why he would lie about that.
What?
Or unless he just used a really fast-acting drug.
It also depends on how long it took for them to take the toxicology report.
Yeah.
Because certain drugs do leave you... Yeah. I mean, I don't understand.
I mean,
that would also make sense as to why they slept in so late.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if... the drug had a really long half-life, it would make sense for it to, like, be gone or whatever, but whatever. Onto the trial. It started on October 14th, 1975, almost a year after the murder.
Mm-hmm.
William Weber was his attorney, and he attempted for an insanity plea, which, like, makes sense. This man was clearly crazy. And he had him claim that he heard voices that was telling him to kill his family.
Oh, all of a sudden he hears voices. Why is that not something you bring up before then?
Yeah.
That's something you say in an interrogation. That is the first thing you would say.
Exactly.
Somebody told me to kill my family.
Exactly. And the psychiatrist that the defense had supported the claim and said DeFeo was narcotic
What does that mean?
Crazy. The best I can describe it. And he had a dissociative disorder. But the psychiatrist from the prosecution claimed that he had antisocial personality disorder.
Oh, actually, we talked about this in our criminal profiling class at the beginning of the semester, where it was like, you dissociate when dealing with a trauma.
Yeah.
So your trauma leads to dissociation, and that could lead to actions being committed that aren't entirely of your control.
Yep.
Yeah. We also talked about APD, antisocial personality disorder.
Yep.
And how there are two ends of a spectrum, and how either you could be a psychopath or a sociopath or just someone who has APD.
Yep.
And I think he's just someone that has APD based on what I understand. Because I think if he was on the spectrum, he'd be closer to a sociopath than a psychopath because of the way he committed the murders.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there.
I wonder if that ties into the way he staged them. Like, I remember vaguely talking about this with someone, and, like, him putting the bodies face down, he clearly did not want to look them in the face.
Yeah.
Like, there's something there that, like, you can tell, like, I don't know if it, that probably isn't remorse. If he was remorseful, he probably would have admitted to it, but, like.
No.
But, like, something, he felt guilt somewhere there. He did not want to see their face.
Yeah, no. I think when I think about him placing them, like, face down, I definitely see an aspect of guilt. But, like, at that point, he would have done that before he killed. So, he obviously didn't want to know what he had done at that point.
Yeah, he was trying to hide it. I mean, he didn't hide it very well, but...
Like, at all. Like, if you... And then they're going to kill your family and then toss him over on their stomachs? Like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing he does makes sense.
Yeah.
He didn't think this through.
No, he did not. But, like, he did at the same time. He, like, had a plan, but...
He had a plan for after the fact, but he just, like, I think... I don't know. I can't tell you if this entire thing was planned, but he definitely, like, knew what he was gonna do after.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it was planned for him to kill his entire family.
Probably not.
Or that just happened, like he said, once he started, he just couldn't stop. He got that, like, he got that taste.
Yeah.
He got that...
I mean, because you think about it, he only threatened his father.
Yeah,
he... That's the only person...
He only ever threatened his father, and he threatened his father... when it came to, like, his mother. Yeah. Like, in those situations as well.
Yeah.
So, he definitely get up.
And, like, I mean, I guess that easily ropes his mother into it. Because, I mean, they're laying in bed together. What are you going to do? Shoot one of them and not shoot the other?
That's true.
Like, she's going to wake up. That's right next to her face.
And then to keep the others from coming in the room.
Yeah.
I guess you had to kill him? I don't know.
But anyways, on November 21st... 1975, he was charged with 6 counts of second-degree murder and given 6 life sentences, 25 years to life.
I guess, why 6? He only killed 5 people.
No, he didn't. He killed all 4 of his siblings.
Oh, he killed, yeah, he had 4 siblings. I forgot. Yeah. Well.
Yep. He was sent to Greenhaven Correctional Facility in Beekman, New York, which is, I don't know how far that is. I don't think I looked that one up. But it's probably around Amityville, so I would assume like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And every single appeal for parole that he attempted for was denied.
That makes sense.
Yeah. No, I would not want him wandering the streets.
I don't...
Don't even put him on house arrest. I don't trust that.
Me neither. Just everything about that just seems weak.
And, I mean, I don't know about you, but thinking about this happening in 1975, that seems so far away.
Yeah.
But as of 2021, he was only 69. Which is crazy. He's also dead. He died, actually, get this, he died in the Albany Medical Center on March 12th.
Oh my god.
Of 2021.
Oh my god, wait, my mom has been... We actually moved to New York because my mom wanted to have my brother treated at Albany Medical Center. Because that was probably one of the best hospitals in New York.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is. But he died there, March 12th, 2021. With 0 cause of death reported. Which I find very sketchy. Like, it's been months and I still could not find any cause of death.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was this year. Oh.
Yeah, that was this year.
Oh, my God. Where is my mind at? I'm like, oh, yeah, he died in 2021. What was that?
Yeah.
That was literally this year.
He was only 69. Which is, like, wild to me, because I thought he would have, like, been, like, 90.
Old and really
But that's, like, I mean, because he was born in 51.
Wasn't Marissa's dad born in, like, 45?
I think so.
Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely wild. Like, I don't know. My timeline of things is, like, crazy, but, like...
I have no concept of time anymore.
Me either. I genuinely don't have any. But all while he was in jail, he was doing interviews. I mean, obviously they made the movie and stuff about him, so he was doing interviews for that, but, like, he just tried to spin the story in so many different ways. At one point, he tried to claim that his mother killed all of his siblings, and that's why he killed his mother and his father.
But, like, what does that have to do with his father?
I don't know. I don't know. And then he tried to say that his sister killed their father.
And then he decided to kill her and the rest of them?
Yes, I don't know. Like, he started trying to spin it all these different ways that, like, no one believed, obviously.
Obviously, because none of it makes sense.
Yeah, it all was, like, crazy. And there was, like, no...
Evidence
of any of this. So, yeah, no. Mance was just crazy.
Obviously. Oh my gosh, this makes me want to, whatever. Anyway, that is neither here nor there.
We should watch this movie later. Not later.
No.
Next year on Halloween.
Eventually.
Okay.
Sometime far in the future.
Yes.
Far in the future.
Yeah, not anytime soon, because I can't think of any time I have.
Me neither.
This is my 1 hour of downtime today.
Yes, so you say. Me too. I have a paper to write.
Me too.
And serial killers.
Yeah, no, mine is
good times.
Evolutionary psychology, you know, casual stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was all for this episode of True Crime Chat. Catch us next week where we talk about a case that I found really interesting.
Do you know which one you're doing yet?
I do, actually. Yeah? Yeah, it's going to be a surprise, but I can give you a little sneak peek. It is not gonna end in death.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Curious.
Anyway, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.